Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Valspar Ultra starts at just $29.98 a gallon. So we've got you covered when your daughter wants to paint her room again, after last year's masterpiece of a unicorn mural.
Dad, please!
Or when you realize that maybe you went too hard on the greige.
I miss color.
Or when you are sure you wanted a home gym, but your elliptical is currently hanging your laundry.
What about a home office?
Shop everything you need for your next phase with Valspar. Available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Remember, the quiet ones always have the darkest secrets. It's time to uncover them on Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring former prosecutor and defense attorney Eric Faddis.
There's also now in the new filings and the errors, they're pointing out that there was a confession made several years ago. They don't list who made the confession, but the confession involves a box cutter and apparently never really investigated all that much, just like a lot of other pieces of this case seem to not be investigated all that much. What kind of weight does that have on an appellate court? I mean, and how much are they going to look at that, and how much can they pull from that to see, really, did the investigators do their job, or are they just going to have to kind of take the words of the investigators as, you know, basically the Bible? This is what it is. There's no questioning it. And we did our best, and our investigation pointed to Richard Allen, despite us not looking at all of these things. How does a court break that down once an investigation really has already been done?
Yeah, you know, a court is not going to police the police investigation. They're not necessarily going to say, oh, well, I think you didn't follow up here where you should have, and I think you should have done better on this ground or whatever. That's probably not what a court's going to do. But they are going to look at what did the government, including the police, do to handcuff the defense's ability to show the defense's innocence. And if that is, there was this other confession, but we don't have names, we don't have times, we don't have places, we don't have information the defense could have used to follow up on, that's significant. Now, the court might also look at the defense and say, hey, why didn't you do more about this? And that will depend on when the defense found out about this. To me, that's unclear. But certainly the confession from somebody else is critical, and the jury should have heard about it.
And it's easy for me, a layman on the outside, to go, this doesn't make a lot of sense. You're an attorney. You've seen both sides of this. What are the legal standards here for determining whether new evidence or errors are sufficient to warrant a retrial? And how do courts assess the, you know, potential impact of the evidence on the original verdict?
So typically, the standard to try to get a new trial in this appellate posture would be whether the errors were so significant that they could have led the jury, or it's reasonably likely that would have led the jury to render a different verdict. And so that's tough because, you know, it's hard to get into that jury's mind and say, hey, well, if you knew about this, would you have changed your decision? They don't go back to the jury and ask them that. So it's really the court sort of doing this reconstruction and going back in time and saying, hey, this from a legal perspective is so important that it would have caused a reasonable juror to do something different. And, you know, when we're talking about a confession from somebody else, that has that potential weight.
Certainly. There's obviously so many things that seem to have been missed here in this. When you have the reality here for there being another confession going on, you have the reality here that other people with a lot of information that just simply weren't heard and didn't get into the case and didn't get into the courtroom because of Judge Gull. How is an appellate court going to look at that? Are they going to consider where this case was tried when it goes forward? I guess who determines where this would be tried again if it does get to go back to court? Does it just automatically go back to Gull? Or somewhere along the way, does an appellate court or some other entity say, let's not do the same thing we did again. Let's actually try this again, but with different characters and actors in this, so maybe we can get a more unbiased look if, in fact, they look at this and go, this seemed a little bit biased.
In all likelihood, if there is a new trial granted, it's going back to that same court division. And so unless Gull has had a rotation or chooses to recuse herself or something like that, it could very well go back to her. And so, you know, that would be a victory kind of, but the defense would still be contending with some of the same ostensible unfairness that came from Judge Gull, and they would have to contend with that at the second trial.
So if you're dealing with an unfair judge, you're dealing with investigators that seem to not really know what they were doing, and litany of errors along the way, it basically just gets pushed back into the same box and goes, hey, let's see if it fits better this time.
Yes, with some direction from the appellate court. Now, hopefully the appellate court would look at this and say, hey, Judge Gull, you screwed up on this part, you know, not letting in this type of evidence. You need to let it in during the second trial. So the appellate court would have some control and hopefully rein in some of these purportedly unfair rulings from Judge Gull, but you're still dealing with the same cast of characters here. Hopefully, is the movie going to have the same ending? That would really be the question.
So the appellate court can say, look, you have to allow these things in. Does she have to follow it? Or can she find little caveats here and there? Because I'm not putting anything past her at this point for what she doesn't want under her court. She knows how to navigate this pretty well. Is there a way where they're going to say, look, you need to do it this way? Is that a mere suggestion or is it a mandate that she has no choice in, and what we say goes in has to go in? And what sort of roadblocks can she put up by her own choice when these things would be submitted again, if they were to be?
Direction from an appellate court to grant a new trial based on errors usually involve a mandate to the trial court judge. Hey, you have to do this. You have to let in this evidence. You chose to exclude it last time. That was part of the error that contributed to the new trial. So you better listen to us. Judge Gull could, you know, try to dance around that and talk around it or whatever. But I think she would be a fool to disobey the appellate court and potentially commit the same error that resulted in a possible new trial the first time.
Is there any culpability for her? Should she dance around this and not admit what should be admitted? Should this go back to trial, or is it just kind of a slap on the wrist, or, oh, that didn't work out well for you, let's move you somewhere else? I mean, how does that process, because we hear the words of, okay, this is mandated, this is the way it should be, and I think most of us go, oh, well, that's the way it should be, until you get there and find out, oh, they don't really have to follow the rules after all. There's nothing that's going to impede them from actually following it. What exists to make sure that a judge is impartial and actually does their job?
You know, a huge issue, especially in criminal practice across the country right now, is judicial discipline. It's exactly what you're talking about, Tony. It's, you know, the judges have this sort of black robe syndrome, and they, you know, some of them, and they think that they are more important than God and they can do whatever they want. And there aren't great systems in place to rein that in and to ensure that they don't do that. There are complaints that can be made to a judicial disciplinary commission. That can sometimes result in censures and sometimes in suspensions, that kind of thing. But there aren't any like criminal laws and there aren't any really solid mechanisms to say, hey, this judge screwed up. She should have a consequence. Who are you going to tell? And what is that consequence really going to matter?
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're neck deep in a dark, twisted tale. And just as the tension peaks, bam, a commercial about some miracle diet pill breaks the spell. It's like finding a fly in your soup after the first bite. But here's the fix. True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. You get to enjoy your crime stories without the junk. Ad-free episodes, extended interviews that go beyond the surface, and early access to all the gruesome details. It's like swapping out a can of cheap beer for a glass of fine whiskey. So search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and keep the darkness flowing uninterrupted.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Lowe's knows tough jobs call for tougher tools. The new DeWalt Elite Series power tool accessories are built to last for the pro who doesn't stop. With precision fitment, durability, and impact resistance, finishing jobs faster has never been easier. Shop the new DeWalt Elite Series at an everyday low price, exclusively at Lowe's. We help, you save.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3. Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, more terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.